This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go All Access with Aditi NFL on CBS. She had Geno Smith's Raiders beating the Patriots in week one. She'll have Cardinals and Panthers week two, a trip out to the desert. Aditi is brought to you by Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Aditi, we're looking at video of Jabril Peppers going through his first practice as a Pittsburgh Steeler. In your travels, what have you learned about Jabril Peppers, the football player?
I think this is a tremendous get. I pulled out my notebook from two seasons ago when Bill Belichick, which separate of all of the Jordan Hudson and UNC pettiness, is still one of the great football minds of our generation, or the greatest, arguably. And he told us that Jabril Peppers is the player that most matches his football personality. He said at the time, he said, I just love his playing style. He said he's a guy that doesn't overthink. He's just alert. He's aware. He sees it. He can pull the trigger. And in classic Bill Belichick fashion, I wrote this in my notes, he said, you don't need a doctorate to play football. You've got a key, react to it. And he said that Peppers has done a great job not gambling. I mean, he loved him. He really loved him. And I think that even last year when there were all these questions about what had potentially happened and there were these accusations, there was a reason that the Patriots hadn't moved on from him. And this year with the new regime, they just really like this young safety who runs and runs well.
They gave up an 80-yard touchdown, but that's...
That's part of what happens with very, very young players. So I think it's a great signing. And I have a great story. Actually, Melty, I told Pony this earlier. So way back when Peppers was up to be drafted, a little birdie had told me that Kevin Colbert, the Steelers' former GM, loved Peppers. And I confirmed it with another person who said, yep, that's true. And my job at the time was at the NFL Network, where we were supposed to guess or gauge or throw out, essentially, here are people that the Steelers could potentially draft. And I had done a report saying that Kevin Colbert loved Jabril Peppers. Well, apparently, as it was told to me by a person who called me, Kevin Colbert gathered his entire scouting staff and his entire defensive staff in a room, played my report, and said, when I find out which one of you told her this, I'm firing you. The person who called me said, I wasn't the one who told you this, was I? Fortunately, I was able to reassure that person that, nope, he was not my source on that one.
Damn.
Didn't Tomlin say, though, Pony, that he would have loved to have had a chance to draft him? And someone said, well, he went 25th. And then Tomlin said, oh, I just assumed he was picked a lot higher.
That did happen.
Aditi, I'll get into something a little more serious, mainly because this guy is, again, he's being connected to the Steelers, but he's also embroiled again in a lot of serious potential controversy and situations off the field. What do you make of the Steelers' purported and reported interest in Tyreek Hill if, in fact, the Dolphins do look to deal a seemingly disgruntled wide receiver?
I think it would depend on what the cost is, but you could certainly see, I think we're probably a few weeks away from that potentially. I think the Dolphins are not giving up on the season after 1 week. So you'd have to see what the cost is, and you'd have to see where the Steelers are. Do they feel like they are competing that well? They're that close. They're poised to make a run. Is it worth it to pull the trigger on something like that and bring in someone that they believe could help push them over the edge?
Aditi,
they're messy though.
Yes,
can I
very.
Say that?
Well,
the Dolphins are, you know,
very messy.
That. You were all over that from day one.
I've been saying this. You know why? Here's one of the things about my job. Every Friday, we're watching a team practice. And when you get to go to so many different practices, you can tell, and this is even during training camp, I may have told you who stands out. There's a different tenor and nature to certain practices. And the Dolphins blow me away by how they don't practice hard. And for the last few years, they've been talking about culture and getting tougher. And last year, they brought in guys like Calais Campbell because they wanted to shuck this whole soft thing. And I don't know, from my seat, if you don't practice, how can you toughen up? And it's a little bit mind-blowing. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah,
carry on.
Let's get you in on this, Cam Hayward, the details of his incentive-laden restructured deal came out. Mike Florio was on with us last hour talking about it. You know, the second part of it is going to be a tough one for Cam. If he's going to make the $3.2 million, he needs to have 11.5 sacks, and the Steelers need to win a playoff game. He hasn't had 11.5 sacks since 2017, and they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. But I know you have strong feelings on, you know, the Steelers historically don't put incentives in deals. And I know it's because, you know, talking to you, like, incentives can make things very complicated in season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can, and this is what, you know, it's fun. I'll give you an example from just this past week. The Raiders have a linebacker named Devin White, who, you know, obviously,
yep.
The Steelers wanted Devin White when they took Devin Bush.
Devin was a text I got
well,
that night.
But Devin White went earlier, and you know what? He's a monster player. He still has all the ability in the world. He had a ton of success as a young guy. He wins a Super Bowl. He's thinking about his contract, and this tends to happen. He starts thinking, okay, what nets me the contract I want, big individual numbers. And he sort of lost his way for a while, and now he's in Vegas on the veteran minimum and doing all the right things and hopefully getting himself back on track. But we see this in the National Football League all the time. When you are motivated by an individual stat, now this is very nice that there's also a playoff win attached to this, But there's also an individual stat that is not a slam dunk. Even last year when Cam Hayward had an absolutely monster season, and I can't tell you how many GMs and offensive coordinators I talked to when discussing TJ Watt, who had to bring up Cam Hayward and the way that he was playing, even then he didn't have the 8.5 sacks, which is the first level of the incentive as you laid it out for me.
It's actually and eight. So, it's 8, not 8.5. That's my bad. It's okay. 8. So
it's 11.5
right,
if they
exactly
get to the playoffs and win.
Yep.
Yeah, he's yep. That's the second escalator, yep. The 11.5.
Yep.
Okay. So you worry, and I'm not saying that Cam Hayward is prone to this. I am not at all saying that Cam Hayward is a selfish player. I'm not saying that Cam Hayward is going to be, well, I need to be about mine. But we've seen that many, 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 many times in the National Football League, where whether it's aiming for the next contract, aiming for an incentive, aiming for a payday of some sort, that players start thinking about what is best for them individually and how they get individual numbers. And especially on a defense, on that defensive front, you need to work as a unit and do your job. You need to, as a defense, do your 1/11th. You can't be sitting here and saying, if you're a corner, well, I'm going to jump every route possible just so I can get interceptions. You can't, as a pass rusher, say, well, I don't care what my rules are. I'm just going to go after the passer because I need to get those sacks. And so, as a rule, I don't love individual incentives like that. I would have rather had the Steelers wanted to reward him for how he outperformed his salary last year, I would have liked them to have just rewarded him, as opposed to setting something up that demands individual success that may or may not come at the expense of what the team is trying to do. Now, you know, sometimes I'll also say, you know, 2 years ago, I had the Chiefs in their final game. They were out in L.A., and Andy Reid wasn't playing any starters. And in fact, Travis Kelce needed 16 yards to get it, I don't know, the 6th or 7th
yeah, I remember that.
Year of something.
Yep.
And he sat. But Chris Jones was half a sack away from a $1 million payday. And Andy Reid agreed to pay him. And he almost got it on the first play, but then he wasn't getting it. And it was the story of our game, because otherwise it was essentially a meaningless game. And he just kept trying. He was getting pressure. He couldn't pull him down. We were joking. He should just offer the quarterback a payday. Hey, I'll throw you $50,000 if you'll take a dive. And I remember at halftime, going into halftime, my interview with Andy Reid, I said, are you going to keep letting Chris play? And he goes, I don't know. We're going to talk about this, but I'm not sure. And he did end up getting it early in the second half, which was great, wonderful, but that's also not necessarily the best move for a team yeah. that was readying for a Super Bowl.
Reminds me of the made-up 5 catches and 50-yard streak that the Steelers needed to keep extending with Antonio Brown.
Which was attached
Brown,
to
yeah.
nothing,
yep.
right? There was no incentive there. He just thought 5 and 50 mattered.
Aditi, have fun in Phoenix. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.